Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the fifth Sunday of Easter. First reading will be taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verses 26 to 31. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 22. Second reading will be taken from St. John's first letter, chapter 3, verses 18 to 24. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is unbreakable grafting and overwhelming love. St. John's Christological images are veiled references to our relationship with God, His love for us, revealed in the work of our Lord Jesus and the actions of the Holy Spirit. And so, my brother, my sister, God's love for us is not mere words or talk, but something real, active, and true. He is our guiding light in our dark moments, the brain behind our life successes, and the life-giving tree planted in our world to heal us from within. Thus, God has established His home in our world and families. And that unity cannot be broken even if we fail to believe, because it is the glory of God the Father that we should live and bear fruit in Christ Jesus. In other words, we are part of a whole, branches of the Lord divine, and hence members of the Church of Christ. Our task, therefore, is to remain part of the vine for certification of our life's purpose and illumination of our hearts and minds. Hence, my brother, my sister, we cannot survive without the Creator God of life. Those who think they can survive without the Lord and His Church must think again, because human success is short-lived. Human reason cannot fathom or overcome the weariness caused by life's disappointments, the unending attacks against the good, the success of the wicked, the pains of body and mind, the heartaches of sin, the greed and corruption of man, and moments of hopelessness. Human reason cannot comprehend those human experiences. In other words, these mysterious and overwhelming human challenges or experiences require supernatural graces that help us remain joyful amidst pain and success. The good news is that these graces are given to all God's children, but obtained by those who have made their home in Christ and are not far from His commandments. The psalmist says they are happy, those who follow God's law. Thus, my brother, my sister, we must return to the Lord with our families for true, authentic, and enduring joy. St. John says in today's second reading, we need not be afraid in God's presence, for the God who made St. Paul out of the crooked Saul will accept and use us to declare His faithfulness. Pope Benedict XVI says, God's unconditional acceptance enables us to say, I am loved. I am loved even when no one loves me. I have a place in the world and history, even when you are tagged a failure and feel lost. I am personally loved by God, even when you are publicly called a sinner. Thus, If God accepts me and loves me, if God accepts you and loves you, and I am sure of this and you are sure of this, then we know clearly and with certainty that it is a good thing that we are alive. I am alive, you are alive, to pay our vows to the Lord in prayer and to secure our lives and others in the love of Christ. And so, my brothers, my sisters, His love for us is unbreakable. His presence in us is everlasting. Let us hold on to Him because we are part of the vine. May the Lord help us and grant us His goodness this day, this week, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.